Oh, and by the way, one more thing I forgot to tell you guys. Have a blessed, wonderful weekend. And let me say this short prayer for you guys. Father God, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, for blessing us to see this lovely Friday. Lord, we come today to give you thanks, and we honor your holy Son, Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Lord, for providing us with food, water, shelter, and clothing. Even though we don't have what we really want, but God, we thankful for the things that we do have right now at this moment. And we just want to say, God, you are wonderful God. You are awesome God. And thank you, Lord, for protecting us and keeping us safe, not only just us, but our household, our family, and our family members is in our family during our generations down our generations. I pray that any demonic generational curses that have been put on not only my family, but anybody else's family that's listening to this podcast, Lord, I pray that you break every chain right now, Lord, Father God, Lord Jesus. Anybody that's suffering from depression, anxiety, any type of financial problems, marriage problems, whatever type of problems, Lord, I pray that it will be fixed and the storm will be over and everything will be at peace. And thank you, Lord, and keep us covered, not only for the people that's in this United States of America, but overseas in Syria, Libya, Egypt, all over the world, Lord. I just pray that you just touch them, Lord. And whatever's going on, Lord, I just pray that the peace will be still in your name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. And I love y'all, and I'm going to take this coffee break once again, and we're tuning out. Good morning, beautiful people. This is your host, Gemini Shanae, and welcome to the Gemini Sunshine Podcast Show. I hope you guys enjoying this wonderful, lovely Friday morning, and I hope you have a lovely weekend. I have a lot of topics that I want to discuss later on during the day. Right now, the time is currently 11:30. Also, we're going to be talking about... You're going to find out later on, so stay tuned. Right now, I'm enjoying this lovely, delicious white chocolate mocha espresso, I think, by Starbucks. But it's good as hell. So, hope you guys enjoying your wonderful Friday. I hope you guys have a good, wonderful day at work, at school, at home, whatever you at. I hope you enjoy this wonderful Friday. I definitely have some topics that I would like to discuss. So I want you guys to stay tuned. Also, we're going to play a little game. So, yeah. Today is going to be a very fun Friday. So, I hope you guys have your nice, hearty, delicious, healthy breakfast. And it is Friday, y'all. Fun, fabulous Friday. We'll be right back after this short, quick break. Coffee break, bathroom break. We're going to take a break. So, get yourself together to be entertained by me, your host, Gemini Chanel. And this is the Gemini Sunshine Podcast Show. And we're tuning out after this short, quick break. Peace, y'all. So, this topic that I will be discussing is something personal, loving people from a distance. Basically, the reason why I wanted to discuss this topic is because I have been going through a lot of personal things since I was a kid, my whole childhood, even to now. Especially when it comes to a lot of relatives that I really wanted to be close to. But the people that I wanted to be really close to end up being the most toxic ass people. And I'm going to call them out. And first I'm going to start with some of my cousins. That's on my mama's side. I mainly went through the most drama with the people on my mama's side the most because I always been around them more than the people on my dad's side. Like, it was kind of half and half. Like, when I was with my cousins on my dad's side, I would have fun. But when I was with the people on my mom's side, I would always get into a lot of drama and, you know, fights and stuff like that. And it basically started with the whole jealousy thing, because back in the day, my mom was the shit. Back in the day, like, she was the shit when she was young. You know, she was very pretty. She had a nice body, you know, and whatever. She had brains, you know, she was independent, you know, she had it going on. And the fact that she was dating my dad at the time, back in the day, because, of course, I was born in the 90s, so I'm a 90s baby. So anyway, you know, my mom was, you know, the shit, whatever, back in the day. And I remember when I was a kid, a lot of my family was like, oh, you're going to be thick like your mom. You're going to be pretty like your mom. You're going to have a lot of people chase behind you like your mom, blah, blah, blah. But the way they said it was like on some shady type shit. So, as I started getting older and older, I started seeing how certain people will start to act funny towards me. And it was people that I was hanging around that I always wanted love and support from. They were the ones that were shading me the most. Even when I started dancing at the clubs and shit, like, they would act like they was all cool, da 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 da. But then they would go behind my back and they would talk trash about me to my mama. And that would cause me and my mama to get in arguments, because everything that I would do, they would run back and tell her. And I didn't respect that shit, because at the end of the day, if I tell you not to do something and then you go behind my back and you tell my mama, that caused a lot of tension and drama between me and her, because if I wanted her to know, I would have told her firsthand. The reason why I don't talk to my mama like how people want me to is because, for one, my mama, I know she loves me, she care about me, but my mama's the type of person where she just take things over the top, and I'd be like, you know what, I'm gonna talk to my daddy, because my daddy gonna be like, you know, even though I don't go for this, but I just want you to learn from your mistakes, and hopefully you would just not do this continuously or whatever. And at the end of the day, I just wanted them to do that. But at the end of the day, I noticed if I wasn't doing nothing for them, they would tell my mama all types of shit. Like, they would try to start a lot of shit. And I noticed that one time, it was a rumor that was going around saying that my dad was homeless, maybe like 2-3 years ago. And somebody on my dad's side, which is my dad's nephew, went and told my, may she rest in peace, my aunt's husband, that my dad was homeless. And they went and told my mama. And then that would cause a lot of drama. That really caused me and my mama to really, like, really go into a real bad argument. To the point where we started beefing. I moved out of her house. Like, I wasn't talking to her for, like, 4 years. I mean, it was just crazy. And I would just post pictures on Facebook. And they would go tell my mama all these dramatic lies. Like, it was a lot of drama. That's why I just wanted to discuss this topic. Because even though they my family members, I love them, but I'm loving their ass from a distance, because they kept a lot of bullshit going from a child even to now. And I'm going to tell you something, they're probably the reason why my mom and my dad did not stay together like how I wanted to. And I feel like at the end of the day, whatever somebody going through inside their home, outsiders should not have no type of access to come in between or to put their input on anything, because at the end of the day, y'all just outsiders trying to get inside of the whole ordeal. And even to now, like, my cousin called me. He was saying stuff about, well, the family don't have no problem with you, but they have a problem with your mama. At the end of the day, whatever the hell me and my mama got going on Fridays when we get into beefs or whatever, I'm not going to let you talk bad about my mama. Because, for one, I know for a fact that y'all just nothing but a bunch of drama starters, and y'all like to keep shit going because y'all miserable with yourselves. And just last year, my mama was staying with my aunt at her house, and my aunt's husband is an asshole. He was so trifling that he basically told me and my mama that we cannot stay there, we cannot visit, we can't do nothing. So just last month, my aunt Betty just passed away the day after Valentine's Day. And I'm going to tell you something. When the way I found out that she died was real fucked up, because they friends knew everything before the family. Like, basically, I'm family regardless. I don't give a damn what nobody said. That's still my aunt. My aunt and my mom came from the same vagina. They are sisters. Real blood sisters. There's no half sisters. There's no nothing. They are blood sisters. So at the end of the day, when my mom had me and my aunt had her four kids, those are my blood cousins. And I feel like the way they treated me and my mama was wrong. And for my cousin to sit there and take their side after the stuff they did to him as well, that was really fucked up, you really gonna side with them. So I just really feel like at the end of the day, I love my cousins, but I got to stay the hell away from them. The only person that I was really sit down and talk to is the oldest one. His name started with an L. And I'm just gonna call him LJ. And the reason why me and LJ so close, because me and him are the same thing. And the way they treat him is messed up, because he doesn't have the same father as the other three. The other three, which is Aura, LK, and T, they all have the same dad, but LJ don't, because he's the oldest. And the way they treat him is messed up. They treat him like shit. And my cousin S get treated the same way as me and LJ, but he still tends to run behind them, you know. And it's like, how can you run behind them when basically, like, look at the stuff that they had caused. Look at the stuff they have did. How can you sit there and, like, say, well, they not wrong for feeling the way they feel about you? First of all, they are part of the reasons why certain things happen. And I'm not just going to only blame stuff on them, but my mama know better, because she knew the type of people that they are, and she should have cut them off way back then. Because if she would have cut them off way back then, she would be way better than what she is. My mama good. She's fine. But far as, like, associating with them and they cause a lot of drama, she should have been cut them off the first time that they caused an altercation. And I really feel like I love them, but I got to love their ass from a distance. And I think that I'm definitely not getting on Facebook anymore talking to nobody whatsoever. I don't care who the hell you is. I'm definitely going to not get on my Facebook page for a while, because that's where all the drama is at, on Facebook. And I already know they probably talking about the situation I'm going through with my husband. But I'm going to tell y'all something. At least I have not been married 4 to 10 times, unlike some of you bitches. They want to talk. Yes, you know who you are. My older cousins. Yes. Some of y'all still in a marriage and still be stepping outside your marriage. So for you to sit there and talk about the shit that I went through last week, mind your business, because you can't judge me. Only God can judge me. All relationship marriage is not perfect. But at the end of the day, don't try to make it seem like I'm dumb and I don't know how to handle myself, because I do. Okay? You got a husband and the nigga didn't take you to Walmart yesterday. But you got a nerve to try to tell me something. So, basically blind leading the blind. That's what I see. That's what I'm going to call her ass, blind leading the blind. Dummies leaving, a dummy leaving the dummies. You know what I'm saying? How? Come on, bro. Like, I don't have time for that. But loving them from a distance, because another thing, if I won't do nothing for them, like buying them stuff or whatever, if I was buying them stuff, oh, I'd be their favorite cuz and they wouldn't hang around me. But now that I'm not buying them nothing or doing nothing for them, oh, I'm this, I'm that, I'm everything negative. But it's cool. I love y'all, but I'm loving y'all ugly asses from a distance. So, like I was saying, like, basically, they just real messy, and I don't have time for them. And I just really feel like that I have to love them from a distance, because they don't mean me no good. And every time I turn around, they always have some drama with them. And I just can't be around people like that. And it's crazy because if I was really doing something for them, oh, they were cousin this. They want to hang around me. I'm their favorite cousin. But if I'm not doing nothing for them, oh, she did, she that. I don't fool with her, blah, blah, blah. So, just dissing myself. I'm not getting on Facebook anymore, not talking to nobody. I'm going to just let their ass guess and make their ass wonder what I'm doing. I'm doing good. Okay? Good without y'all drama-fied ass around me. And I definitely don't need the negativity around me. So, yes. The next topic is distance from toxic friends and family. Like I said just a couple minutes ago, I'm definitely dissing myself from toxic ass family and friends. All my family members are not toxic, but the ones that start a lot of drama, you know who the hell you are. I'm not dealing with you anymore because you're toxic as hell and you gotta just stay the hell away from me because you cause a lot of confusion. And I'm trying to be successful and you gotta just get out my way. Also, so-called friends, fake, two-faced ass friends. You're toxic as hell, too. The same go for you, too. I don't want to be around you. If you can't really support me for real, genuinely, then you need to stay the hell away from me. I don't care who you is. And I hate when I be going through stuff, and you be like, oh, what's wrong? Are you okay? And it's like, the only reason why you ask me what's wrong is I'm okay, because you want to find out shit so you can have something to gossip about. Bitch, gossip about why your edge is not growing back right. Gossip about why your coochie still stink. Gossip about why your pocket still got lint in it. Gossip why your motherfucking daughter too lazy to get a job. Gossip why you is on your third marriage. Gossip why you're not ambitious and independent. Gossip why you're miserable and you seeking attention. Gossip why nobody really want to be around you. Gossip why you got to do a lot of stuff to fit in, to be accepted, because you're immature about yourself, because everybody know that you're an envious, jealous-ass person. Okay, so this is my stuff from toxic-ass friends, some of my family members. So, like I said, if you can't genuinely love me and check up on me on the regular, you know what I'm saying, really care for me like how real family supposed to be like back in the day, then keep your ass where you at. I don't want to be around you, toxic. You're poison. Goodbye. Next, I'm going to do part 3. And this is basically how to become a successful podcaster and how to stay focused while doing podcasts. So I will be talking about that later on. And then the next 3 going to be, which is number 4, sorry, how to put a team together to build your brand. So basically what I'm discussing about this, which is how to put a team together to help build your brand. It's basically like, you know how YouTubers and podcasters have like people that work, they tech, you know, like the microphone, the sound check and all that other stuff, and the camera quality and all that. That's what I'm going to be discussing later on, and the tools that you need to perfect your craft for your brand when you're doing podcasts and YouTube, and I'll be talking about that later on. And then also family drama, and then detoxing from shopping, eating healthy, eating more healthier, and toxic situations. So I'm definitely going to be talking about that later on. Forgive me, guys. I have been up since last night this morning. I'm definitely going to get some sleep. So, yeah, this is going to get very more interesting and more adultish. Because I know when I get on here, I just be talking about some stuff that really don't interest y'all. But I definitely want to keep you guys entertained and you can learn more. And I think that I'm going to do this so we can all learn and grow together. You know what I'm saying? To be successful, because it's 2019. We got to, like, get on the ball. I definitely need to detox on my shopping. And I have seen that I have been going a little extreme hard, especially shopping at Victoria's Secret. So I'm definitely going to detox from Victoria's Secret for maybe the whole month of March. And mid-April. Like, I'm definitely, like, don't get me wrong, I'm gonna look on there and put stuff in my cart, but I'm not gonna buy nothing until I really see that it's getting sold out. Then I might get a little here, pinch a little here and there. But basically, I'm just gonna detox from shopping at Victoria's Secret, because Victoria's Secret is like, I'm addicted to it. I love Victoria's Secret stuff, but I'm gonna detox from that and shopping, period. So, yeah, and family drama. Hmm. So let me give y'all a pre-segment on that. So, it has been a lot of family drama in my family for years, ever since the passing of my grandmama. Even before she died, it was a lot of drama. Before I was born, it was a lot of drama. And the reason why I say it's a lot of drama, because, you know, a lot of people really don't respect my mama and I for some reason. And it's because that they think that we're not good enough and, like, we don't. It's like, I don't know. It's just something about them that make me, like, dislike them. And let me tell you something. Because for one, I'm just like, my mom, I'm going to speak my mind. I'm not going to bite my tongue for shit. Like, I'm going to say what I got to say. And if you don't like it, oh, well. The truth hurts, but the truth will set you free. So, they don't like me and my mom because we speak our mind. So, I don't give a damn. And we see something that's not right, we're going to speak on it. It is what it is. So, I just don't understand about people. Like, people just be in their feelings for no reason. And it's like, sometimes people be having grudges against me and my mom for no reason. And I'm like, we ain't did shit to y'all. And then, like, they wrote me and my mom, not only me and my mom, but my Uncle Greg and my Aunt Leslie. Oh, my grandmama's like. Like, with my grandma died, they took everything. I don't have no memories of my grandma. If I see them post, I'm gonna be all the way real. I don't have no pictures of my grandma. The rest of my family do, and my mama said. So if I be on Facebook or Instagram and I see them post a picture of my grandma, I will immediately screenshot all her pictures that they post. And I will keep it in my phone because I don't have no pictures of my grandma. I don't have no pictures of her whatsoever. And I feel like as a granddaughter of a grandma, I'm supposed to have some type of sentimental memory of my grandma. Excuse me. And it's very, very sad because when I have kids, I want to have something to show who their great grandmama was. You know, and that's kind of heartbreaking for me because I wanted something that I could pass down to my kids. And then they can pass down their kids and their kids' kids. You know, like a generational thing. So, you know, they just was very selfish and it was all about themselves. So, all I know is this. When I do become successful, I'm not going to hold no grudges. I'm not going to be mean to them. But I'm going to tell them, like, hey, this is how you treated me. So, don't expect nothing from me whatsoever. I don't care who you is. First cousin, last cousin, the cousin way down the cross street, up the corner. Don't expect nothing from me because when I needed the love, and the supports and the affection, everything else that a family is supposed to give, y'all didn't do that. And I hate when they be all on Facebook talking about, it take a village to raise a child. But what about me when I was a child? I didn't have nobody doing nothing. Everybody was just, hey, y'all on y'all own shit. We gonna help our friends' kids get on these shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm very disgusted in them because y'all my family. And it's crazy how y'all go support another motherfucker. But y'all can't support y'all family. Like, I don't respect it. And then they asked me about when I was dancing. Oh, you dance. How much money you make? Why? I make enough. The fuck? So, whatever. I ain't tripping. But, you know, it is what it is. I ain't mad. I mean, I just got to just, basically, I just know what I got to do. And I got to just stay to myself and keep myself focused. And like I said, there's a lot of family drama going on with my family on my mama's side. So far as all my cousins, I'm cutting them off. Now, I'm not going to say all my family members are toxic, but like far as like my mama's sister kids, y'all toxic as hell, and I'm not dealing with y'all. And some of my cousins as well. Y'all getting cut off because I can't deal with y'all. So, that's a little pre-scoop on the family drama. And definitely I'm going to be talking about eating healthier. I have been trying not to eat a lot of fried, greasy foods like that. I have been eating, I'm going to lie. But now, I went grocery shopping yesterday. I've been getting a lot of healthy stuff. I'm definitely going to detox later on today. I'm going to put lemon and lime in my water. I'm going to detox the whole weekend. And I'm going to eat like a little bit of, you know, not a whole lot, but like a little, you know, pinch a little this and that. I'm not going to eat like a little bird seed, like little, you know, small amounts. I'm just going to eat the right, perfect amount. I think I'm gonna make a protein salad, which is gonna be boiled eggs, cheese, cucumber, and tomatoes, and avocado. Or I might make a egg avocado tomato sandwich, which is or bagel with like I said, with eggs, tomato, pepper, and with egg, tomato, and avocado with a bagel. So, I'm definitely going to do that with a toasted bagel. Yeah, guys. Just giving you guys some pre-segments. I hope you guys enjoy them when I do tune back in to discuss these topics. And also, I also have a YouTube channel. And I'm definitely going to work on a second one. So, yes, I have more stuff to do. So, thank you for tuning in. I'm your girl, Gemini Chanel. This is the Gemini. Thank you for listening to the Gemini Sunshine Podcast Show. And we'll be right back after this short, quick break. Thank you.